Tom Amon was applauded as he walked into the crowded boardroom of the Milwaukee County Courthouse this morning. The embattled county executive, stung by criticism about a pension controversy and facing a possible recall election, acknowledged the warm greeting.
There's more cheers than I've gotten the last couple of weeks.
Amon spent some time talking to the county board about Governor Simpson's plan to cut shared revenue payments to Milwaukee County and other municipalities. He also urged the county and its 19 communities to look at ways of sharing services. But Amon won't be around to shepherd any consolidation. He announced he's retiring effective next Tuesday. Amon says the firestorm over the pension issue has engulfed the county.
To a large extent, I have become the issue rather than the elimination of shared revenue and its impact on Milwaukee and all local government.
Amon says it's been an honor to serve Milwaukee County for 34 years as a county supervisor and county executive. Amon got a standing ovation when he finished the speech and hugs from several supervisors. Things were less friendly later in a session with the news media. Amon walked away from the microphones when a TV reporter asked pointed questions about Amon's thought process when he briefly challenged the recall effort.
Any other questions? Any other questions? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Amon will still qualify for a county pension, but pledged again not to take a lump sum payout. Orville Seamer, one of the leaders of the recall against Amon, says he's relieved that effort is over. But Seamer says the recall group will step up attempts to dump as many as 9 county supervisors who voted for the enhanced pension package.
Tom Amon is just one portion of the problem. There are others at the county board who are just as culpable as he is.
Seamer says his group will also work with a powerful business committee on ways to downsize county government. That issue could dominate an April election to replace Tom Amon. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.